There's apparently a transformer toy of the girl going from the dog into the.
Oh, that's fun.
Did you guys see the?
Like he only shows it for like a second.
Did you guys? So this is really messed up. You remember like the Ocean Gate? See. They did a transformer rendering of it, and they called him Implode. And hey, guys, welcome to Comic Talk 616, a podcast on all things nerdy.
We didn't do our intro yet. Sweet. Let's.
Yeah.
We're just gonna do it. There it is.
Yo ho.
Those yams stupid.
Okay. I'm not saying that.
Is that how we're starting it?
Yep.
Oh no.
Yes, don't get Jake is passionate.
Mad over dumb things. Wrong over small things.
He's passionate.
Yeah. No, Alexa agreed with me. All right.
I never said you were wrong.
I'm sorry. Your wife agreed with you. That's your evidence.
No, she agreed with me about the yams.
I want to agree with you, but that's not helping.
First of all, when has Alexa ever agreed with me on anything?
She agreed to marry you.
All the time.
That's called Stockholm Syndrome. That's not agreeing. Anyways, welcome to Comic Talk 616.
Wow,
what a podcast on all things nerdy. This week we're going to talk about X-Men and where the yams went. But before that, I'm Badmouth Jake.
I am Matt, the chaotic evil moon bear.
You guys didn't turn your mic on.
Yes, you guys.
Oh.
I am Matt, the chaotic evil moon bear.
We do a podcast. We didn't turn the mic on. Anyways, I'm Kyle, the Lord Pope Data of the Church of Validation.
I'm Steve, Supreme Space Wizard guy.
I'm Dave, the DM who murders all of his players.
Or tries to.
Anyways, so this week I saw Madam Web. I'm just going to do a quick little snippet for it.
I'm sorry. Actually,
okay.
My condolences.
Here's the thing. It wasn't as bad as the reviews said it was. However, I will say this. It's a classic Sony trying to do stuff Marvel does film where Madam Web and... Okay.
There are two good characters.
Sydney Sweeney as Jessica, I felt was pretty good. And then Dakota, I don't care what her 50 Shades of names are, Johnson... as Madam Web. It was a classic case of like the actresses were great, the costumes were good, the story was drunk. So at times I didn't know if I was watching Butterfly Effect or Final Destination, or if it was some Napster bootleg rendition of something I grew up with. With that being said,
Bollywood Madam Web.
Bollywood's at least good. You could dance to it, and you're not gonna like be like, "Huh."
That's fair.
But
that's a solid point.
So
that is, he's not wrong.
It wasn't terrible, but it wasn't. It was like, it was a movie. Will I need to see it again? No. So, do I regret seeing it? No.
What's
the way he says no says otherwise.
What's worse? This
sounds
one
more like
Morbius?
A question than a statement.
They're the same. If I had to pick one, probably Madam Web, just because I feel like Jared Leto, despite all the hurdles he had to go through, did a lot more with his portrayal of Morbius than I feel like Dakota Johnson did with Madam Web. Only because at the end, she knows who Peter Parker is. She's, in fact, friends with Ben and May. And she doesn't get the gray hair like she should. Also, when she has a vision of the future, she must have Spectrum as her internet provider because she didn't see Peter. And then Matt pointed out something that they do say in the show, which was...
right at the end.
I can't... Go ahead.
So I just got mine from a review, but I was like, this is the thing that kind of made me go, nah. She starts her monologue at the end off with, I don't know what the future holds.
Her one
bad.
Power?
That's her
pretty
thing. Bad
that's what she does.
That's kind of her thing, like her whole thing. So that kind of like, that gives me an idea great. Of the writing level, because like, if you don't know that, then what are you doing writing this show?
I know they're trying to be ironic,
is
but
this
it's like
another classic tale of people trying to make movies that have no idea what the source material is.
Yes.
Kind of feels
yeah.
like it, yeah.
Yeah.
Like the only people that know the source material are the actors, and they don't have enough of the say in the movie to say
what
to
this
tell them
exactly. Do this. 100%. You could tell who read the comics and to put the time in versus not.
Sydney did because she pushed for them to do certain scenes with the costume.
Yeah. I will say this. She will be very helpful if your DoorDash is running late.
Nice. Very, very handy.
Yeah. How was your guys' weeks?
Fantastic.
I don't want to hear about
it. I got to finish my campaign. I got to kill 4 characters. That was the best thing. That was awesome.
No, you didn't kill 4 characters. You got the other players to kill 4 characters.
Oh,
I
you
know
got,
because
so,
I
okay,
killed 3
correction,
of them.
You got Dave to kill other characters.
That's fair, but you know what? It counts as me. I cast a spell. Just
it counts
saying.
As
yeah,
me.
Kyle, you know how I told you I used
me.
All my
you
good
You had a
rolls
minion do it for you.
On Tuesday?
Yes.
You really did.
Okay, I used all my good rolls
That's
on
fine.
Tuesday.
That's cool.
And you didn't even kill off any of us except for maybe
my dead sharp archer.
Your wife betrayed you. That's fine.
3 players in 2 yeah. turns.
To be fair, we also took down the spirit because I had taken it. So for Dave Scadale, I had taken over this character before, and I made the character kill Jake's character's like beast companion. So we brought it back in spectral form for the last fight. So I made Ollie kill it again.
And then Ollie kills me.
And then Ollie killed Jake.
And now I'm working for the God of Death, who just happens to be Michael Scott.
No, I didn't say he was Michael Scott. So
you said
like
he was
Michael
Scott.
Scott.
Might like Michael. So it's worse. He's Michael Scott, but can't die.
Ooh, wow.
And I'm internally bound to him.
Woof.
Hey, but hey, I got to flip off the Raven Queen and tell her to F off, so...
Perks.
Yeah.
Anyway, so that's what I did.
That's what you get for friend zoning me.
That's what I did.
Nice. So yeah, we also had some D&D shenanigans. All of us were supposed to die, and only one of us may or may not be dead. We'll see next time. Yeah, sorry about your sister's character, maybe.
No, Scoot Dog's alive.
Or congratulations, maybe.
Scoot Dog is very much alive.
Oh. Well, that's you said it was in the balance.
Oh, you're right. I did, huh?
You said it was like literally like it depends on how.
Kyle, when are you
going
to learn? Stop telling me stuff. Like I was willing to like just forget and like let him live, and now I'm just like, you know what? No, I'm not.
But it's funnier this way.
That's fine. You just like to watch everyone else suffer.
Yeah.
You're just along for the ride.
Yeah.
If you're harassing my sister in D&D, I approve, by the way.
Oh, dude. Here's the thing. She just was invisible watching all of her friends die, and then she became uninvisible, and then I was just like, I just kept hitting the note button, and she was getting so mad, and she's just like, what? And I'm like, no. She's like, can you even do that? And I'm like,
DM.
Stat says I can.
DM, baby.
Also, Sunbeam Butthole. I used that spell.
He did.
I sunbeamed Kyle's butthole.
It was super effective.
It really was. He almost died.
And a critical hit.
Yeah.
All right. What do you think? What you got, Kyle?
We all survived, except maybe one of us. And also my wife pulled a me in our myths campaign and betrayed the party. So that was cool.
Yeah. I mean, to be fair, you guys didn't die super quick because of the ramen you made.
That's true. Yeah, we did a good job on the ramen. That probably saved us.
When in doubt, make a dragon some ramen.
Yep.
Yes.
Get that favor. And also, I'll just give you the highlight of this, but Kaylin and I were also reading some reviews from Adam Webb for fun. And my favorite one goes as follows. I showed this movie to my therapist. She's finally letting me kill myself.
Wow.
Wow. Oh, art. Wow. Just wow, man.
Dude, that's so good.
We need to.
Whoever.
Yeah, I'm definitely stealing that one.
This just in. Kyle is wrong.
Whoever did that deserves a Netflix special.
I mean, if that's wrong, I don't want to be right. So that was my week. Back to you, Steve.
Sweet. Didn't do anything nerdy except for D&D today.
Cool.
Had two D&D games this weekend. And on Wednesday and Thursday, I spent at the dentist.
Oh, you had coffee with us.
Oh, yeah, I had coffee with you on Wednesday.
And yeah,
then
yeah.
Then I went to the dentist.
Yeah.
Oh,
on my birthday.
So drugs are nerdy.
Happy birthday.
Also, Kaylin is officially on Act 3 in Baldur's Gate.
Nice.
Already.
Nice.
She's been tearing through.
All right.
Yeah,
I'm up to about 130,000 gold. In Act 3.
Yeah, sounds about right.
I want to call TLC so he could appear on a special episode of Hoarders, but it's like Nerd Edition.
Yeah,
a specialist comes in and helps him clear out his inventory.
Too much to spend.
No, it's not.
So, yeah, getting straight into it. Yes. So, 12 minutes later. Kong X Godzilla. Godzilla X Kong trailer 2 dropped today. I'm excited.
It looks sick.
I was wrong about the glove not being Kong's, but that's super. That's new because that's never done before. But I like it.
Yeah, that's cool.
I kind of like it, but also like.
I don't know. It was more bedazzled when Thanos wore it.
Yeah.
It kind of looks like that gauntlet from who is it? Vi. From,
yeah, but Kong's more of a Carhartt kind of guy than a Gucci.
Okay, so
though if I'm being honest, like if Kong's gonna go shop at get Carhartt and not Gucci, so
I'll say in my opinion, like they're like this is like, you know, it's at the line of like too ridiculous for me to like to really focus on. Like it's getting past there. Yeah.
Okay, let me remind you. Do you know he used to fly kick people?
I would be more okay with him jump kicking people. Fly kicking, whatever.
Here's the thing. If I don't see Godzilla, like, jump back and fly and, like, his heat off his body to propel him.
The, like, soaring kick thing?
Oh, yeah, if he doesn't do that in this movie, I'm giving it a 1.
No.
Officially rating it worse.
Because people
than
are like, Godzilla running? That's ridiculous. He would never do that. Yeah, he also drilled into the earth by spinning real fast. He had an illegitimate child and was doing Mortal Kombat moves before Liu Kang was even born. Shut up.
What I'm saying
is people don't remember the cartoon from, what, the early 90s?
Oh, when teenagers could summon him out of the ocean like there's dog?
What I'm saying is the chain with gauntlets a bit much. That's all.
It is.
Okay.
It's like, oh, the giant ape can't win this fight. Let's make a glove for him.
Well, I think it's more of like a prosthetic.
It's dumb.
You see like the whip wrap around and cause some damage. So I'm assuming it's more of a prosthetic or cast.
I don't know. Is that as dumb as the artificial heart they gave Kong? And do you know the one I'm talking about?
It sounds familiar, but no.
Oh, yeah, do we need to make another stake bet for this movie? Is the gauntlet going to be the dumbest thing in this movie?
I'm down for making a stake bet.
Absolutely not.
No, just because it's dumb doesn't mean it won't be fantastic.
No, I'm just saying, like, goes too far beyond this, it's, like, going to be a little bit too much.
Yeah.
You know?
So dumb it's fantastic.
Here's the thing. Don't see more kaiju wrestling moves like it's WrestleMania, I'm going to be upset.
I didn't see that one. I was going to go something like
like Shirtless Bear Fighter. If you say Fast and Furious, that's like that's a whole level of ridiculousness that's just like inappropriate.
Yeah. Sure.
I mean, okay, you got the giant
chain. Godzilla's more believable than
you mean
than
those movies.
Yeah,
That's true. That's actually true.
Because if I see a scene where they're trying to navigate a tank flying through the air by shooting it, yeah.
The A-Team was awesome.
Watch, you're gonna watch. Okay, Godzilla's gonna be in a tank flying through space to navigate it.
But the big dive with like the the big dive in Fast and Furious, that was like, no, that was my out.
I used to fly a tank in Grand Theft Auto Vice City when I turned all the cheats on back in the day and used the cannon to propel myself. Remember that?
So you're saying you directed Fast and Furious?
Yeah. Yep. I'm the shadow director.
Cool. You nice. Got me. Another one, too. Really awesome. So the first half of Invincible came out. People have been wondering. They finally announced it. March 14th, we get the second part.
So I'll watch both of them together, probably.
Yeah,
I just think the first half was kind of slow. Like, you were like, ooh.
I'm kind of like, this is messed up.
But ominous.
Well, but, I'm kind of with you on that, though. Like, it's four episodes. And yeah, they did release a special episode, but, like, it's four episodes. Why not just wait for eight?
Luna!
Yeah. But
that's a good point.
Either way, I'm like, this second part looks like it's going to be a whole lot of what?
Yeah. Yeah. Some buttholes are going to get sunbeamed.
For sure, man. And honestly,
real bad.
I'm excited because I know, not to spoil things for people, but from what I know in the comics, Omni-Man does kind of go through a light redemption. He still kind of sucks, but, like, you know, if you're raised a space Nazi, it's kind of hard to not be a space Nazi. Like, it takes a while, right? Yeah. You might not be, like, super racist, but you're going to still be kind of racist, you know?
Yeah, that's 8,000 generations of Viltrumite programming they've got to work through.
Yeah.
They got their work cut out
for Maybe them. He needs his dad to hit him, because it works for Mark.
Tell him to think.
Your father should have hit you more.
I mean, he probably hit him back and then never needed to hit him again.
Baldur's Gate this week.
Oh, yeah, big patch. Yep.
Oh, yeah. That was a big boy patch.
We have some updating to do.
Oh,
at least I do. Yes.
Also, I don't know if you know this, but so scientists have been able to generate an album by Helen Keller.
Oh, no,
they have one of her.
Don't do it.
They have one of her songs.
He's wrong.
Cut the mic.
Cut the mic. It's not a news story. What are you doing?
Cut the mic. He's going off script.
Oh, it's not playing. Anyways.
Oh, no.
In other news, Formula One starts this week.
Huh? What does?
Said, in other news, Formula One starts this week.
Oh,
nice.
Yes. Okay, no, actually talking about that. So Henry Cavill has officially signed on to the MCU.
Mephisto, I'm calling it now.
No, so people are like, oh, that'd Captain cool. Britain cool. or like Sentry. Or no, what was it?
Oh, Sentry.
They're not Sentry. Would be not cool. their freaking their Superman. He's like
Sentry.
That's Sentry, isn't it?
No,
Hyperion.
That's right.
Oh,
okay.
So
the
other.
I have Superman. A better idea because they announced the cast to Fantastic Four. What if he was Doctor Doom? You know what?
That'd be cool. That'd be cool.
I think Henry Cavill as Doctor Doom would be really good because here's the thing: he's good at playing a good guy. But I want to see him in the armor because I want people to be conflicted of just like he's too likable of a character to hate, and I think he'll be really good at making us like a villain who's really not a villain.
All he is signed on right now. Nobody knows what he's signed on for.
Yeah.
I think Doctor Doom would be really cool for Henry Cavill. Honestly.
Yeah. Honestly, so, like, the thing is, too, that I would like Henry Cavill as whatever character, because Henry Cavill cares about his characters.
Oh, yeah. Yes. He gets, like, obsessive.
Like, well, like, if he likes something, he'll be obsessive about it, and if he, like, knows about it, he'll, like, go, hey, isn't this? Like, I studied it. Shouldn't you do this with him?
Yeah, he's said before he is the most annoying person on set because he tells everybody, no, this character wouldn't do that for this reason.
Here's why.
Why. And he gives like 15 reasons of why.
Yeah.
Well, but the thing is, he's usually pretty well reasoned.
Or 13 reasons why.
He's pretty well reasoned because, like,
Madam Web is my 13th reason why.
Honestly,
that's a good one. Nice.
I watched the first half of the last season of The Witcher before I got rid of Netflix. And, like, yeah, they were changing a lot of stuff.
Not enough bathtubs. I heard that was the biggest complaint.
They were making the story not as much about The Witcher.
Yeah, that's kind of the point of The Witcher.
Which, like, it's supposed to be kind of a balanced story at a certain point, and they weren't balancing it very well. They were kind of making him a set piece.
Yeah. Talking about set pieces, so rumored, Nicolas Cage is apparently in talks.
Live action
Spider-Man Noir.
Yep.
He'll do great. Cool. And cool. Sony will ruin everything else.
Are they gonna like have him never take his mask off? I'll be okay with that.
Oh no, he's gonna take it off only because of the bees.
Oh my gosh.
Well, so like, the Spider-Man Noir movie sounds fun, but I think it was more fun as like a cameo than it would be as a whole movie.
Here's the thing: if they do it, Spider-Man Noir, I hope they do it as like not necessarily a straight up parody, but like a ripoff of Sin City. I think that stylization of it would be really cool.
That'd be pretty funny.
That would be fun, but like I said, I don't know. Like, I think the funny than the fun is like great for a cameo. I don't trust Sony to do a whole movie.
Oh no, dude. The moment they're like, if a spider can bite a man and make him Spider-Man, then what happens if a lion bites a man? He becomes the Hunter. So brought to you by Crave Cereal.
Well, and like, so the time we've seen him as Spider-Man Noir, he was kind of a parody version of Spider-Man Noir as well.
Yeah.
Which is fine for that movie, but like, with this, like, with a live action one, is he going to be, like, the emo Spider-Man Noir for the whole thing?
That's what I'm saying, like, do the Sin City thing, because if they do, like, the stylization of Sin City, it would work. It really would.
Yeah, or, I mean, or they could, like, really lean into it, make it a parody.
I guess.
Well, it was very, like,
into the comedic aspect.
Stylized in, like, you know, like, comic booky or whatever.
Yeah.
You know, it was a little, it wasn't, like, new, it was, like, neo-noir, I guess. You get like versus like the Dick Tracy films, right? And that, I think it would be cool. I would enjoy it. I think it'd be fun. Anyways, we're gonna go ahead and take our break. But before we do, Helen Keller.
No, cut the mic.
I'm Tommy Green, the executive director of Run Against Traffic. We exist to give everyday people like you the tools necessary to fight against human trafficking and raise awareness and funds for the long-term aftercare of its victims. Become someone's superhero today at irunagainsttraffic.com.
Hey, guys. So apparently I'm supposed to be smooth, but you know what I'm not as smooth as? I'm not as smooth as Best Slope Coffee, the Best Slope Coffee of all the Rockies. You don't believe me? They have freaking awards. And you know what? You should reward yourself with a nice cup of Joe. You can go down to Best Slope Coffee Co. in Fruita, Colorado. Oh, wait. You don't live here? That's because you're dumb. But you know what is not dumb? Go into Best Slope Coffee Co. where you can order a brand new subscription with varieties. And those varieties are
bi-weekly, monthly, or a three-month barista choice box. They'll be sent directly to your home whenever you want.
Don't be a dummy. Get Best Slope Coffee today. All right, hey guys. So, main topic, X-Men, the 97 show.
The trailer.
So,
trailer.
Yeah,
trailer.
Has everyone seen the trailer, first of all?
No.
Yes.
Do we want to watch that and then
I didn't even know there was a trailer.
Yeah, there's no trailer.
Until a little bit ago.
They had a trailer this week that dropped.
Yeah, so... Yeah,
it looks good.
As you can tell on social media, a lot of people have issue with the lack of yams. So, we're going to use the yams as a really good, I guess...
Metaphor
of not just for one character, Rogue, but for the lack of detail in all the characters. I think people just assume because Rogue had the most yams in her dish, and so that's the most obvious example. I disagree. I think Hank McCoy lost the most yams because that man was double yammed up head to toe. If you watch the original X-Men cartoon from the 90s when he was in prison, dude, the guy had like 4 pounds of cake back there and like rippling abs for days. All right,
he was jacked.
Listen. Yeah. Hank McCoy was super the thickest jacked member of the X-Men. Rogue just touched him once and got a little bit of it. You know?
They bumped butts and just...
Yeah. Poof. And she's just like, Hank. But
now
so,
she's as flat as the table.
That and so here's...
She must have touched a flat earther.
Where's the plot when you need him? But no, all jokes aside, though, I think seriously, like... it's kind of disappointing, right? Because you it.
What about Hank's hair?
Also,
like Guile hair.
Hank's hair looks like Guile from.
Yeah.
Okay, so look up X-Men.
Hair's always sucked though.
So guys, look
yeah,
up.
But yeah. This is like way worse.
So look up X-Men Evolution. Worse. Right now, like look at it and look at the art style. So do you guys remember when we were talking about that they said that they were going to bring back like the style of the show,
yeah,
and the animation and all that stuff? It's not at all. They flat out lied to us. Everyone looks super flat. And I know a lot of people, people are saying that it's a good thing because Rogue and some of the other characters are setting unrealistic body standards.
Oh, you mean like Jean Grey's outfit? They kept that the same.
You no, mean they like didn't. They change it?
A you mean
bunch.
Like, but
they
but
changed
also
a lot.
They did.
You mean like yeah. every superhero character ever?
Right. So
like,
yeah, they're not attainable.
That,
they're
so,
superheroes.
So people are saying like, oh, it's a good thing because it's unrealistic body standards. Like women don't need to be comparing themselves to Rogue. And I'm like, first of all,
why would you be comparing?
She's a comic book character and a mutant. All right.
Also,
we don't know if part of her secret powers are being thick. All right. We can't control that. Second of all, don't tell it. And I think the fans are our biggest issue. It's not Rogue, right? I'm not upset that Rogue's not super hot and I'm drooling all over her. That's not the issue.
Yeah.
The issue is is the lack of detail compared from what we had in the 90s to what we're getting now.
What?
Right, like the small little hairs on Wolverine's arms, Hank McCoy, like they even did Cyclops dirty, which surprisingly I had to say, he has a lot less detail, he has a lot less definition in his hair, his abs, his suit, everything. He's only like half douche at this point. Like they did Cyclops dirty, and that's a lot to say.
Did we watch the same trailer?
Maybe.
Dude,
there's still a lot of detail there.
Okay, compare it to the original show, the artwork for the original show, and that. Look up X-Men Evolution. It's closer to that animation style.
It's in
versus the detail.
For sure.
It's in between. It's not as good. And what they're saying apparently
it's better.
No.
The original animation
it's way better.
Does not hold up at all.
There's way more detail.
I
think it's better.
It's
honestly
different detail.
It's maybe not as clean, but it's better. And they can't say like, oh, we just don't have the capability of doing that. That's not the case. They're being cheap. They're skimping out on detail, and I think major characters.
There's definite detail there.
No, dude.
Okay, one of your major points you just made is wrong. Like Wolverine's hair. There's a shot in the trailer.
Okay,
that
look.
Shows just as much, if not more, than the original show did.
No, dude, look up X-Men Evolution. The animation and the style of the characters are closer to that.
I watched both.
All right,
I'm
then. You can't.
Very, very
you cannot,
familiar with
you cannot
both of
them. Tell me that the new 97 show and the original show are comparable.
They are very
I think,
comparable.
No. Yeah. I knew you were gonna do. I knew you were gonna build this stupid hill and
no.
Have this argument when you could visually look at it, and it's no, dude. The characters are flat. The only one that's made an improvement is Jubilee, which is stupid. Out of all the characters that have an improvement, that's her.
We're not talking about improvement. We're talking about how different they are. Which
bro,
most of
they
them
lost
hardly
the
any aunt difference.
Kyle.
Hardly
out here.
Any. I don't know, man.
It has comparison in the trailer
the show,
itself.
No.
There's not that much difference.
I've been rewatching the show because I'm excited for it. In this new stuff, everything just it sounds bad. It looks bad.
It doesn't look bad. Yes, it's
different, no, it's equate packaging.
It doesn't look bad.
Like here's the thing: it may come from the same manufacturer, but it's still generic.
No.
Yeah, I'm not as passionate about the costumes as you are.
It's not even the costumes, dude. It's the whole. It's
like
everything.
Like you don't want to hear my X-Men costume takes. You guys didn't
go
like
for
it,
Kyle.
You
go
guys
for
didn't
it.
Like it when
do
I talk
it,
crap about Wolverine's blue and yellow costume, which I still think looks freaking ugly.
They didn't change
Is that the old one? From the front the first shot?
Yeah.
That's from the old show. That's from the end of the original.
Okay. I was going to say, it's like, yeah, they didn't change Gene's outfit very much.
Yeah, that's like the final shots of the final episode.
Like, oh. they kept the super basic stuff, though.
See,
dude.
Case in point, he couldn't tell what was original and what was new.
Okay, hold on. I'm watching it again.
They're not, there's significant changes, but they're not that big of changes.
I don't know.
You can watch it and tell that it's a continuation of the original. Yes, it's the animation's a bit different.
Yeah, because they show Charles getting lowered in to his grave.
Like the point of it being a continuation is not that. I'm not saying the animation's garbage and it's not going to be good, but they can't say that it's going to basically be the exact same thing. But they're leaving out some of the smaller stuff that I think that made that show good. Honestly. Right,
here in this shot, Beast's hair looks like the original, but in that one shot towards the end of the trailer, it's
different shots because of animation too.
Where he's like jumping down,
he's got the Guile hair. The issue is watching that then, they didn't skimp out on that stuff on the original.
I mean, they changed Storm to have short hair like she did in the Apocalypse.
That's actually a change. I like a lot. I like the Mohawk better.
And of course, they got Bishop, and then they got Morph as his original. Mohawk.
What is wrong with you?
Do you hate everything that's good? Storm is one character I've never liked.
Why?
Almost any look like.
It's because she's black.
No, her costume and her hair.
There you go.
Almost every version of her costume and hair is atrocious.
Is it because it's white? Do you don't think she's not allowed to wear white, Steve?
I like her because she's a blast cannon, but, you know, whatever.
Matt, get out of here with your valid points.
Did you see Morph in
this scene? We're arguing about semantics.
Did you see Morph in this scene?
No.
Like, he's got his, like, non-formed physical look.
Oh.
See him?
Yeah. Oh, no, wait. He ended up not dying in the show, actually. We thought he was dead for a long time, and then turns out he wasn't. Ends up
coming back, yeah.
And that's one of the other things that is sparking some controversy. Morph is not a he anymore. Morph is a they now.
Okay, so.
So how do we feel about that?
This is what I'm going to say. First of all, and this is a lot what of Alexa and I... Here's the thing. Am I a little upset about the Yams? Sure. I miss the classic art style. I really love that grittiness. It's near and dear to my heart. However, I don't need to have Yams with every single meal. Moving on. RIP the Yams. Wokeness. Let's address this. Here's the thing. It's the X-Men.
Yeah.
First of all, I've said this once and I've said it again. The moment you introduce magic, space aliens... or a species that has the ability to do whatever the F they want, basic human gender identity and sexual, like, whatever identity, doesn't matter anymore because it's irrelevant. At that point, what is the point of us trying to apply human, like, identities to a group of people that it's irrelevant to? Yes, technically Morph would be a they because he's nothing. He's whatever he wants.
He wants to be a pretty pink unicorn
with shark fins.
literally, they can do that.
I don't mind if they do that, but I really hope their reasoning is good and not just like, we decided to do that.
See, everybody looks okay in that scene except for
Rose.
Don't change characters on the whim.
And that depends on the shot, too. That's the shot that everybody's...
Yeah, that's where they were talking about the Yams.
they zoomed in on that shot, and it's...
Well, and that too. Not only that. Here's the thing.
Not all the shots were the other way either.
Where Lex and I were getting upset about these people is saying like, "Oh, X-Men went woke." First of all,
they've always been woke. This is the wokest comic book series of all time.
I grew up in an interracial household, right? Like my stepmom was black.
Talking about this scene right here.
My little brother is black. You know, I grew up around people, so like I didn't see a lot of that stuff, right? Like to me, not being a racist a-hole is kind of just naturally coming. However,
he charged Wolverine's claws.
Yeah.
When I would be with my cousins as I got older, I would see and notice things, right? And I didn't understand that.
Because
what X-Men did was teach me.
His claws ain't gonna blow up.
No.
Well, I mean, if they did, he has a healing.
That's a power set of Gambit. So they don't always explode when he does that. It's kinetic energy.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
He overloads the kinetic energy, which causes it to explode. Anyways, back to my thing. So
it's the Jake show.
The X-Men, right? That was their whole thing, right? Like they were a call and an answer to the, you know, equal rights movement.
Right.
Yeah.
For people to be like, oh, the X-Men were woke, that's stupid. They've always kind of been a social justice platform. They've always done it correctly. And for an X-Men to identify as...
The only difference now is that the message doesn't always agree with some people.
Well, that's
the only thing that's changed.
Here's the thing. If you're upset about a mutant going not identifying as boy or girl because he doesn't have any thing to biologically go off of... then you're not a fan of the X-Men. I'm sorry. Like, you're the kind of person who's like thinks the FOH is cool and actually think they're cool. Not like a cosplay them to be jerks kind of a cool.
You have more in common with
Matt and Jake be the FOH to be jerks.
So I'm perfectly fine with everything. You can be as woke as you need to.
They don't even have Jean Grey in her costume because she's pregnant.
Yeah.
Like I've had to go watch it again.
Yeah.
So
like her new costume doesn't. It's her new costume is a bigger change than anybody else's for the ones that we've seen so far.
Yeah.
I mean, she's in a referee costume because she has to fight off both Douchebag and Logan.
Anyways, go ahead.
So I'm good with however woke they go or whatever. I'm fine with that as long as. They don't pander.
Makes sense.
Like if you start doing some pandering stuff, like it's gonna turn me off the show.
I will say the only people that are allowed to pander are Magneto against his anti-fascism and Hank McCoy because all the guy can do is pander. Like you get him going on something and he just keeps going until everyone leaves the room.
Because he's smarter than everybody else.
Or at least he thinks.
I think he's because he's autistic, honestly.
I think
Beast is also autistic.
Isn't that like one of his things? Is he is actually smart?
Yeah. No. Yeah. But also I really hate this line. But when Scott Summers, my X-Men to me, like
to me my X-Men.
He's a douche, but he's never been that big of a douche. Yes. Right.
Yes, he has.
No, he's been like, has. I'm the leader of the X-Men, and you must obey me. He doesn't do a battle call like that, because not even Scott Summers is that corny. Trust me, if I'm having to defend this guy...
Quit defending him.
He's not that corny. Anyways.
You know he's going to abandon Jean Grey before she gives birth anyway.
Oh, no, he's probably going to go sleep with her clone and then cry when he gets dumped.
So here's the thing, though. What if it's not Jean Grey? What if it's that
What if it is the clone that gets pregnant?
Yeah. Thank you.
I'm sorry. Jean Grey doesn't get a pass
for sucking, like, dude. She's for just sucking as a
human being. Okay, like no, whoa.
Well, when
like,
you
Scott Summers, yes, garbage human being. Jean Grey's not better.
Here's the thing: when you've been raised by Xavier in any form, you're a terrible person, and there's a reason why Magneto's like, listen, I'm your friend, but you need to go away because you suck royally. If there's anyone on the face of the earth that has white privilege, it is Xavier. Okay, he's like, I'm in a wheelchair, I'm a mutant, poor me, I'm gonna teach all these kids to commit genocide, cry for me when I die, I'm Xavier.
Such a weird take on the X-Men.
No, Xavier.
But yeah, so like the
it's a
whole
weird take on Xavier too.
The whole clone theory, though, like, they released a Madeline Pryor action figure, like, in...
Really?
Yeah, in line with the upcoming show. So there's a good chance that there may not chance. Be Jean Grey. That's probably...
Yeah. So, and I'm not wanting to talk about this
maybe,
to, like...
Maybe some Cable shenanigans coming soon.
I don't want to talk on this just to, like, sunbeam its butthole to oblivion. I'm not saying gosh. I'm not going to watch it or enjoy it, but Disney's track record recently has not been good. I think the animation brings up some concerns. However, it's doing its job because seeing that trailer got me to start rewatching the show and prepared for it. So it's still working, right? Like I'm being drawn in, and I'm still gonna like it. And I'm sure I'm gonna see a bunch of callbacks.
Of course, you're gonna like it because it's gonna be good.
And I think I think a lot of the reason that you and a lot of other people are upset is because, like, yeah, you're all going back and watching the original and now comparing and, like, hyper-focusing on all the tiny things that are different about the new.
Dude, that was, like, one of my main...
Very small things.
Well, hold up. The yams aren't small, Steve. Show respect.
Don't you talk about
Hank McCoy like that.
I'm just saying, like, give it an episode or two before we start, like, really comparing it to the original.
Dude, if the yams show up, you know the whole internet's going to be like, I am sorry.
We got pranked.
There's going to be apology letters after day, and Bob Iger's going to be like, I would like the internet to officially apologize to me because we did indeed cook the yams.
What if right now they're just in the studio, just like quickly, just like going in like every shot of Rogue. Like, oh God!
They're like, this was a bad shot.
Kim K. Booty here.
They just put the magnifying glass on there and they just like click like, hey,
you mean a couple of times. The internet bullied the studio into fixing
the Sonic
thing.
Yep, exactly.
Hey,
that was necessary.
I'll apologize to Bob Iger the second he apologizes for MODOK. Okay,
yeah, that's fair.
Yeah. No.
Hey, go back to the podcast and you'll hear Jake talk about how MODOK was the greatest thing of that movie.
I just saw his shoulders like tense for a second.
I hate that, man.
He just turned into attack mode for like 5 seconds there. And then
take it outside.
Are you still waiting in the parking lot at 5:30, Jake?
Go back to that, all of you, park
5:30.
I might be waiting with you.
And you will hear Jake talk about how great his favorite character was, MODOK, in that movie.
I do actually remember that.
Yeah, you were there.
Yeah, I was there.
I'm just letting you guys know, I'm getting on a plane Friday. Okay. Watch yourself, because I have no problem. There are a ton.
Yams. You don't know how to fly.
You don't need to know how to fly. You don't need to know how to fly to crash a plane into a bunch of kindergartners.
For nothing. For absolutely nothing.
First of all, you can't even get mad. Like, if I can spot kindergartners that high, then I must be a mutant, and I'm missing some yams.
There was one other controversy that was actually really funny. A lot of people were upset with Wolverine's voice and how it doesn't sound like the original.
Yeah.
The original. They brought back three of the original voice actors, and one of them is Cal Dodd, the guy who voiced Wolverine.
Well, the thing is that voice is going to change over this many years.
Yeah, like, guess what? He's almost 30 years older than he was.
Well, to be fair, also...
That would be like saying, oh, I'm mad Adam West's voice isn't right for the animated Batman and Robin came out a while back.
So here's the thing. I will say some positives, right? Again, this is only a trailer. You know, in a lot of times with the animated stuff, we don't really see...
I see. Make my point for me. Continue.
Steve... I love you so much, but sometimes, you know, I wish I knew when you're taking a bath so I can give you a toaster bath bomb.
I just want to point out, I don't go off the rails and hate on something when there's little information there for us to hate on yet.
I have a whole trailer to hate. Listen.
It's a trailer. Things change even after trailers come out.
Steve.
Yeah, they might add the end post. You don't know.
Anyway, sorry, I didn't mean for us to derail judge. You. That is called the trailer, so we're judging it.
That's not what trailers
Steve,
are for.
Steve, here's
really,
the thing.
What are they for, Steve?
If I give you a toaster and it says bath bomb on it, believe it 100%, and it is required to be plugged in.
Finish what you were saying. Sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt you.
No, that's what I was saying. I love you so much, but I
no, before,
really...
No, before I interrupted you.
Oh, well...
Like, your actual point
the,
you were making that you forgot
I have in my
about
head
now.
Is,
sorry.
Is throwing a toaster in the bathtub with
okay.
you in it.
Sweet. Sounds
like. Anyways,
electrifying.
Anyways, so my point was, yeah, we got a trailer. It's not a completely finished project. It's all fun and games and poking on it, and I am raging a little bit, but...
A little?
A lot. but the point is, like I said, I think, you know, a lot of my morality and like who I am as a person. Ago,
that they felt the shockwave from like five times across the earth called Krakatoa. Yeah, that's what you're doing right now.
Okay, cool.
he's done worse.
Call me Gravitron.
Gravitron.
At least I'm not as bad as Jonathan. He couldn't. It's not scary. Shut the up. Anyways, my point.
I don't know.
Out of left field again.
No, what I'm saying is like what I'm doing now is nothing compared to Jonathan's argument he had in about Stranger Things.
The original Stranger Things review that you guys argued for like literally an hour.
Oh, good times.
And I did not speak.
Good times.
Yeah.
Yes. Anyways, so reeling it back in with my closing statement, the 90s shows and the comics I grew up on, that's how I learned right from wrong, good and bad, all this stuff, right? So when a lot of like your social morality, you know, comes from that and you see them redoing these shows, you take it personally, right? Because you're like, this is the association I have with it, right? Like the way that I saw the X-Men being treated by everyone else or the mutants taught me like you shouldn't treat people that way. I think it's stupid that these people are saying like the X-Men's too woke. First of all,
it's like
when cops use the Punisher logo, you're being dumb.
You don't know how that works.
You sound like Helen Keller on karaoke. Stop. Two, I understand. Two, I think don't tell the fans that you're going to completely remake the show and then underdeliver, because that's how riots start. I'm too old to riot, and I would like to not have to miss more work.
Which means no riots are going to start. Awesome.
No. I didn't say I wouldn't. I'm just saying I'm too old for it.
Oh, okay. Sorry.
Advil's still a thing.
Matt's trying to make a point.
Okay, so. I think that I'm not immediately like decrying the show that it's going to be bad. I am concerned because they've changed stuff. And when they change stuff, they get MODOK or like Taskmaster, where
yes,
they took a character. So Taskmaster is one that I really didn't like. And like, so this kind of stuff scares me that they're going to do more like that. And I can't do it.
Yeah.
I can't do it if they're going to mess up this show.
Yeah, if they actually change characters, that's a
well, kind they of took a big Taskmaster deal. From a really I'm just cool talking about X-Men.
He's really upset about Taskmaster. Taskmaster is your MODOK.
It really is. But no, I'm concerned that they, you know, Hail if Hydra. They're finally changing some stuff up, that they're going to keep going. Like, where does that end?
Right.
I think it ends at animation style and.
Well, it better.
Character design. Yeah.
They'll make Apocalypse good.
Use the proper adjective.
Bob Iger?
No, yams.
Oh.
Like, here's the thing. When I say yams, I mean, I'm not just talking about, like, body parts. I'm talking about, like,
there for your protection.
Entire aesthetic of a character. You know, it's concerning when the only one I'm like, oh, Jubilee's made in an improvement.
Yeah.
Are words that should never come out of my mouth, because you can't improve Jubilee.
The only improvement there is to ride her out of the storm.
Hey, hold on. We're fully agreeing on that.
Jubilee's
the worst X-Men. Yes, everybody should agree. Jubilee's the worst X-Men.
Okay, I'm gonna count to three.
Well, at least in the animated show, because they just made her Dazzler and called her Jubilee.
Hold on.
They made her Dazzler without being cool.
I know this is a visual podcast.
Like, Dazzler's
on the count of three. I'm gonna say
crazy.
Who thinks that we should take Jubilee out of the show? And we'll see if we all agree. One, two, three.
Yes.
Yes, yeah, everybody. We all agree.
Everybody. Julie's the worst character.
Well, I guess we can cancel the show now. We found something we all agree on.
You know what?
It's time to wrap up anyway.
If these changes mean they take out Jubilee, perfect show.
They kill her. If they kill her the first episode,
perfect show.
Or
I don't care if we have the M's.
Here's a change I would be actually ecstatic for.
It's Mystique.
No.
That would be cool too.
I will murder you.
She was really good in the animated series.
Mystique?
Yeah.
100%. No. What would make me really happy is if they took Jubilee and actually made her powerful like she should be.
Right. Yeah. I agree.
Yeah.
And then it'd be like, okay, cool. They made her cool.
All right.
They did make her ethnicity show a little bit better in this, though. I will give her that, too.
We, you know, we can't talk speculation about things without saying Mephisto.
You know what? Actually, what I believe...
I'm still saying Howard the Duck is Mephisto.
The...
Henry Cavill.
This show
Henry
is actually not even the actual show. It's an animated plot drawn by Mephisto.
Henry Cavill as Howard the Duck as Mephisto.
All right. We can wrap. Sorry.
All right. Oh, wow. Anyways, guys, thank you for listening to our rant.
That's the wildest sentence I've heard, and we, like, 5 minutes ago compared anti-woke mob to Helen Keller karaoke. I'm at a loss right now.
Yeah, is that the name of this episode of Helen Keller Karaoke?
Yeah.
Then, no.
You know, HKK.
Don't let him have that W.
And then tune in later for our Baldur's Gate stream. It gets even weirder.
Yeah.
Does it?
Probably.
Does
actually, it really? No, wait. Well,
sometimes
no, Steve.
It does.
It's called Sunbeams and Buttholes.
I don't know.
Tune in for Sunbeams and Balls.
No, we're not
anyway,
calling
anyways,
it that.
Guys,
I'm going to go rob all of the vendors in Baldur Gate.
I've been there, done that. Yeah. Anyways, guys, thank you for tuning in Comic Talk 616. I'm Badmouth Jake.
I am Matt, the chaotic evil moon baron.
I am the Lord Pope Deity of the Church of Evidation, Kyle.
Supreme space wizard and voice of reason.
I'm Dave, and I like to kill all my players.
And hey, guys, don't forget, life's not just about the yams. It's about the small stuff, too.
And
have a great rest of your week.
Yep, live a little. Kill your players.
Nice.
I will say, the plot for this show does look really good.